Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Where you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine and she must be a little bad.
Little SRV brings us back to the late, great Stevie Ray. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brian Matamore is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder of Idea and chief idea guy over at Growth Engine Company. His books are Idea Stormers and the new one, 21 Days to a Big Idea. He's a guy who helps us get our idea, our innovation thinking on and realize that it's got to happen. It needs to happen, be happening all the time. It's the way we need to look at the world, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, I like that. It's, you know, we really need to, especially if we're leaders of the company, we really need to be championing ideas, recognizing that probably only 10% of them are any good.
Yep.
So we have to give our coworkers the freedom to fail often. And you know, I've found that when clients do that, they sort of become idea magnets. You know, they the more ideas you try to get and want to get, the more people are going to share them with you and feel comfortable doing that.
Well,
so it's important to build that culture of sharing of ideas.
And it's got to be in your organization. You have to stop thinking of it as a means to an end. I'm going to be innovative. I'm going to create something innovative. We'll turn it into a product and we'll go sell it. It's got to be more of a way of life, not a means to an end. And along those lines, I want to talk about some of the things you've been thinking about lately with regard to customers. Now, I've been saying for a long time now that if you want to know that your future, whatever your company is supposed to be doing tomorrow or a year from now or 5 years from now, it's not that hard to figure that out if you do one thing, and that's talk to the person who knows what that is, and that's your customers. Your customers know what their expectations are going to be, what they are today, and from that you can look around you and figure out what they're going to want tomorrow and a year from now. They have that information, don't they?
Boy, they sure do. You know, we just did a session this year where one of our clients was having trouble selling to, I can mention it, it was to Walmart. And so we did some research with Walmart. We did an ideation session with the Walmart buyer. And, oh, my gosh, it made such a difference. Because they were involved. And as importantly, to your point, Jim, they were really telling us what they needed and wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you're going to be an idea magnet, it shouldn't be restricted to just your people. You should be involving the customers as well. Absolutely.
Well, there's just so much missed opportunity. You know, you and I talk about not missed opportunity when you don't bring in the folks in the lower part of the org chart for innovation. But too many people don't involve the customer. I'm telling you, folks, customers, their expectations. Years ago, Brian, people didn't have that many expectations. I want to buy stuff. There's only three places I can get it. I hope one of them has a good deal, right? But today, nobody ever has those ideas. Today, they know they can get what they want, and so they have raised their expectation game.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, and we can go on and on about the customers, because I couldn't agree more that there isn't anything more important than being close to the customer, and so that's one of the things I talk about is sort of more creative research.
But would you bring customers in to help you innovate? Would you bring in if you could, you know, everybody has customers you can't run off, right? We've got customers who love us and they care about us. Would you bring those people in and say, hey, would you do an ideation session with us?
Absolutely. We do it all the time. We did it for an auto repair or an auto parts distributor company earlier this year. And it was fantastic. You know, because they will tell you what they think. They'll tell you what they need, and again, once you do come up with ideas that they've been a part of, they are so much more likely to adopt those ideas. A, because they're probably good, but B, because they were part of it, and everybody wants to be part of that idea creation.
And if they're part of something that really is a maybe I hate to use the word game changer. That sounds too dramatic, but something that really is significant. they're going to refer people like crazy to you because it was their idea.
Yeah, that's a really, I hadn't quite thought of it that
referrals
way.
Referrals are golden.
Yeah, they become your evangelists out there in the world. And, you know, the other thing about this sort of working with others and looking to the outside is, and it's not only customers, but your suppliers can be a big part of this.
Yep.
And those people, and, you know, in our business at Growth Engine, we built a lot of our business by partnering with people, with design firms and research companies. And, you know, we've never been able to crack the private equity guys. But
what about this, Brian?
What
if you imposed yourself? What if you knew you had some better ideas for your suppliers, and you imposed yourself on them? You say, "Hey, guys, I'd like to come down there and let's get a little innovative on some things. I've got some ideas." What if you did that? What if you just threw that out at them?
Yeah, well, and the suppliers, they're smart enough in almost all cases to recognize that it's a big opportunity for them to sell more stuff, you know, because it benefits everybody. We've used suppliers a lot, for instance, when we were working with Unilever to help them do a large company, but cost cutting. And so we got a whole bunch of their suppliers in there, and by working together, we got the win-win thing. So it become less of a negotiation and a battle and more of a win-win thing.
Hey, Brian, I need your website, please.
So it's growth-engine.com, and there's some idea tool. There's an idea tool on there that I won't say what it is, except that one company used it and they increased their sales by 52% using that one creative technique.
And don't forget 21 Days to a Big Idea. That's a real program there, folks. It's in the book. Hey, Brian, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Always
Brian,
fun.
Brian Matamore, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.